Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Social Blend. I'm Gracie.
And I'm George.
And we have another long episode in store for you. All right, Adam?
No.
Our one listener, Adam.
Our one listener that we know for sure is going to catch every episode.
Yes. He's tuning in every week or every other week, whatever. Sometimes we're lazy. It's fun.
Yeah, I love it. Well, yeah, last week a lot was happening. Plus, there wasn't a lot happening in like the tabloids and stuff like that. So it actually was perfect. But now we have so much to discuss today. Gracie, how are you?
I'm okay. Whatever. I'm like kind of depressed. It's fine. Like we're just dealing with it.
No, I feel the same way. I just told my mom recently. I was like, I've never been so depressed in the summer than I was this summer. I don't know why. I don't know.
Like my most depressed summer was 2019. My anxiety and my depression were like really bad. I was like twice a week going to therapy, going to therapy okay. twice a week. Bad. Like,
oh, wow.
Bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like ever since I've been started teaching, I've just been too busy to like actually feel depressed, but I'm just like overall depressed.
Right. No, I understand that. Yeah. It's like there's too many things going on to feel it. So
I'm overwhelmed. And you know, that's why my psychiatrist put me on a mood stabler. Mood stabilizer. mood Elliot Stabler.
Which we'll talk about a lot more. But yeah, I think it's because like lately my hyperfixation has been Lana Del Rey, and she will get you to that place with her music.
Yes.
So I'm like, maybe I have to step away from that.
Yeah.
But I'm not like I'm okay, but like I'm just feeling off. So I will call it
same.
Depressed, but like it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel you. I agree with you on that. I'll send you my Slut Zone playlist because those songs really get you crazy. They get you going. So
that's what I need. Please send it to me.
I will. I'll share it with you.
I'll listen to Nikki just to kind of get me like back into the groove.
She is on there. Don't you worry.
Oh, good. Good. All right. That's good. We have so much to talk about. So do you want to go right into what's been going on with our lives?
All right. What's going on with you?
So, I mean, we will. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. I had a mirror meltdown.
George had a mirror meltdown, which we have trademarked.
Yes. Which
mirror meltdown TM.
And it was a lot. And I posted it on social media because I was like, you know what? I need to let everyone know.
It's so funny.
So I woke up and the night before I went out, I ate a lot. I ate so bad. And
did you eat though?
Oh my gosh, Taco Bell. I had like a piece of cake. I had like so much was happening. I think I had like chips. I was eating so bad. I can't even think of what I really ate, but I just kept going. I had rice, which is like a lot. So it was all good. I was having fun. And then I woke up and I felt horrible. I was like, what did I do? You know, when you just feel it, like you wake up.
Yeah.
And
feel
it. So I got up and literally when I get out of my bed, my mirror is right there. So I just looked at myself and I was like, you fat fucking pig.
And you're like saying this loudly.
And I'm saying this loudly. So that because like. I live with my family. Like, they know already. They know me. They know I'm going to go crazy once in a while.
So it's like, whatever. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going off on myself. And I'm like, you are disgusting. Lose some weight. This is crazy. Because sometimes, like, I learned through healing. Like, sometimes you have to have those moments and just express yourself. If you're not liking how you're looking or you're not liking how you're feeling, let it out. And sometimes a mirror is the best. So that's what I do.
And I feel like it's better to let it out than hold on to it, right?
Oh my, always. Yeah. That's all I say. That's all I say. I'm always like, just let it out. So yeah, not realizing that we had company over and
I'm screaming. I can't. So then oh my God, I was dying. So when then you posted,
I really wanted to die. Like I really wanted to just never walk down those steps.
Oh my God. Who was there? Was it like,
so it was my brother's, somebody. It was my brother's girlfriend. And then just like other people. And I was just like, oh my.
Whose girlfriend?
It was.
Who has a girlfriend?
Well Anthony.
Yeah. Oh my God. Good for him. Okay.
I love her. I love her.
Oh, good, 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 good for him.
Yeah. So I was just so taken back. I was like, great. But like, you know, it's like, we're not at that stage yet where you could see me crazy, you know, like,
right.
Like let's let a little time go by.
Yeah.
But it was all fine. Like it's whatever. Okay, but I was just like, oh I need to let everybody know on social media what just happened. Cause I'm like,
it's so funny. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then lastly, I'm going to Disney this weekend.
Yay!
So I'm so excited. I will say this was my most expensive trip. Usually Disney is not bad for me. That's why I've been going, because we always just did the cheapest hotel.
Right.
But everything's gone up so much. It's crazy. So
what are you doing then?
Well, no. So I bit the bullet and I just spent all my money.
And did you just get like something a little bit nicer?
So no, so we stayed at the basic hotel still, and what we're doing is we're park hopping this year.
Okay.
Oh yeah, so because Disney, they sent an email out like a month before we bought the tickets, and they said that they're raising their prices. So we were like, if we really want to go, let's buy it now that it's cheaper. Yeah, so we bought the park tickets, not realizing that everything else was going to go up. I just wasn't thinking. So
I know.
It's whatever.
So who are you going with?
Olivia.
Oh, very nice. Oh, yeah, nice. So
her and I have been going literally the whole time. We just didn't go 1 year together, but we still met up because we were there at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've always gone. It's so much fun, and you know, it's easy to travel with her. And this year it's like her she's getting married soon. So I'm surprising her. I'll say now, because by the time this episode's out, it'll be but I'm gonna have like a little bachelorette themed like party for her.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, because this year we're doing like around the world.
The drink around the world. Oh no.
No, we do that. We do that
I
too.
I love it. I did it. It's so fun.
It's fun. Okay. I'm not a Disney adult, but it is fun. It is fun to be there in that realm and like just drink around the world. It's fun. Oh my God.
Yes. Yes. I would do it again. I'm not a Disney adult either, but it was fun.
Yes. And everyone, so fun. Yeah. Everyone's like, are you Disney adult? I'm like, I'm not. I'm like, but it's fun to go there. Now it's getting pricey.
Oh my God. Wait. Stop. Neil said that he's not a Disney adult. He's a Looney Tunes adult because he grew up in Jackson and that's where Six Flags is.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. No, I used to go to Six Flags all the time. I think we talked about this maybe in person.
Maybe in person. No. Okay. Wait, but you guys, it's the Food and Wine Festival, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going for the Food and Wine Festival. And this year, what we're doing is we're going to drink around the hotels. So every hotel has like a unique, bar or like a unique restaurant. So, and they all have unique drinks. So we're going to go around. So like, that's it. It's going to be like,
For the festival they have it or always?
No, always. So this is just a new thing we're gonna try. So
cool.
And so I'm gonna surprise her with like a satchel and a tiara thing that says bride, and we're gonna see if we could get free drinks.
Oh yeah, you definitely will. You will definitely get free drinks.
Yeah.
At Steph's bachelorette party, because she like was wearing all that stuff, we definitely got like a lot of free stuff. Like rounds of shots.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. Like people bought drinks for her. It's great.
Oh, all right. Good. So I am excited for that. But yeah, so I'm excited to go. This is my first trip of 2023, which is disgusting. I'm like, if anyone knows me, they know I love to travel. So
yeah, you do. Oh my God.
But everything is so expensive. So it's
no,
kind of
I know. I actually went on like 3 trips this year, maybe more.
Yeah. You've been traveling.
I don't know. This summer we went on 3. I don't think we went on anything else. Like, no.
Yeah.
No, we usually do a cabin over my spring break, but we didn't this year.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
You did a cabin, right?
Yeah. But we usually do a cabin just the two of us.
Oh, okay, but,
yeah,
okay.
We did one with like a bunch of friends, but yeah. We usually do that like in spring break. We've done it. We only done it twice, but like we were kind of like doing it, but it was just, it didn't work out this year.
Yeah.
Like monetarily and like time wise. So, you know,
actually,
but,
I lied. I went to Washington, D.C.
Oh, me too. But I went to Maryland. I went to Washington, D.C. for like 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
But that's it. So, yeah. So I'm excited. How are you?
No, that'll be really fun. I'm okay. I mean, like, I'm on a mood stabilizer now. It's the first day. I just, like, been feeling weird. My, like, ADD meds don't really work anymore. And, like, my heart hurts because they're, like, you know, a stimulant. So I have to stop them for a little while. So I'm just like, not going to be great for the new job, but we'll see what happens. Like, maybe I'll get fired. Who knows?
Right. Oh my gosh. So you're not on your ADD pills anymore?
Well, I'm like tapering off for a little bit. I'm taking and then like in a month, I'm probably going to ask to go back on something different and just try something different. Cause like, I can't, like, I'm just a hot mess. So, you know, it's bad, but we'll see how this goes. I feel a little bit muted. Right. It's only the first day. And like, it just could be cause I'm tired. I don't know. Also like work's been weird. There's been a weird vibe there lately just because like we have like 10 people out with COVID right now.
Oh my gosh. It's been bad. Everyone I know is like, I'm like, what?
No, I know. And so I'm like counting down the days until I get sick. So like, we'll see when it happens.
No, same.
Yeah, no, you know, it's cool. We're making it work. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I just like realized like, or it just like, I came to the realization that we're never going to get rid of COVID. So I'm like, whatever.
No. And I think like, honestly, excuse me, I'm having a beer, that COVID is like kind of going to just be like the flu. Like it'll just spike randomly at random, like not randomly, but it'll spike at like a certain time of the year.
Yeah.
And it has been like different times, like 2021, it was like around Christmas. Last year, I feel like it was like between Thanksgiving and Christmas. This year, it's this time. Yep. So like, I'm hoping that like maybe since a lot of people are getting it now, it won't be as bad during the holidays.
I hope.
So yeah, like I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I would like kind of like if I'm gonna get it this year anyway, which I have like the past 2 years, and I had it like when it first happened. Like, I'm kind of like I'd rather get it now than later because I don't have to worry about the holidays and whatever.
That's so true. Yeah. I was just saying, cause like we had a few people that had it and I was just like, please, like, I just want to be clear for my trip when I get back. Like, I don't care, but like for my trip, please.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know. I don't know if I would like, I don't know what I would do. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm pretty sure I got COVID in Florida right before Christmas 2 years ago. So it's fine.
It's fine.
Because it was when I was at Disney. I think Disney gave me the COVID.
Disney gave you the C word.
Good night. Oh my God. All right.
that's what I call it nowadays. I'm like, the C. I'm like, I hope you don't have the C word.
I've been calling it the Cove or the vid. Whatever. Do you have the videotape?
Yes, the vid. What videotape?
No, like the vid. Like, do you have the videotape? Like, do you have COVID? Just a lame joke for you. I think I might be a hat girl right now. Like
I love it. I love it. And with your curly hair, hat. I'm obsessed.
Oh my god. Well, I actually brushed it out because tomorrow's wash day. But so it's like wavy and curly right now, but like I'm really into this look.
I love it. Oh my god, I love
who
it.
Is she?
Yeah. Honestly, last fall I realized like I look good in hats. Like I look good in baseball caps.
Well,
I
was that's like, because hold on. Well, that's because we have big foreheads, George.
Yes. No, that is why. Because of my forehead and because my head is like an egg shape.
Mine too.
Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yikes. All right. Yorks. All right.
Wild. All right. What should we get into?
All right. Reality TV time.
Here
first
we go
of all,
again.
You guys, I'm obsessed with Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet at the US Open. Oh my god.
I love them. No, like I'm obsessed with them. Like I want to be, what is this, sister wives? What is it?
Mormons.
Reverse Mormons. Yeah, like I ship them so
I love it.
Hard.
I'm obsessed. I'm so obsessed. Like obsessed.
Yeah, and a lot of people hate it and I'm like I love it.
Stormy's new stepdad?
Yeah.
What's the other one's name? The boy?
Stormy Hummy. Travis? Oh.
No, the her son, the son.
Not Wolf. Oh, I know what it is because this is what I want to name my child. It's Airy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like because you're an Aries.
Yeah, I want to name my child Aries or... Okay.
Yeah, Stormy and Aries' new stepdad?
Yeah, right?
I'm a fan.
That would be nice. Yeah, I was thinking, like, if my parents got divorced, I would hope my mom marries either rich or, like, someone famous. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that would
be
great.
Well, if they're famous, they're probably both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes yeah. They're just famous.
Yeah.
That's why I learned.
Oh, no. I put this in the wrong category. Hold on.
Can I go to the next one?
Yeah, go to the next
that?
One.
Okay. So, if anyone here follows Real Housewives of Orange County... Shannon Bedour was arrested with a DUI and hit and run. I can't believe it. I feel horrible because Shannon has just been through a lot. So because Gracie, you don't know, Shannon is on the Housewives of Orange County. And when she came on the show, she was like a really like just easygoing girl. But her life was chaos behind the scenes. And her husband was just not a good guy. He was cheating on her. He acted like he was all like, hi, like lovey-dovey. And he really wasn't. And so they got divorced through the years. Also, divorced. And it was just chaos. She's always been in chaos. She has not had one season that's been good. So he's been on the show for 10 years.
I hate that for her.
It's horrible. So I think just now she had a boyfriend. They broke up. And her kids all went to college. So I think she was just alone. And I don't know. I think she just had too much to drink. I wouldn't call her. I personally wouldn't call her an alcoholic. But I know she is in rehab now.
No, you don't have to be an alcoholic to get a DUI. You just have to be a little making a bad choice.
Right. No. Yeah. I know that. I'm just saying like because now she's in rehab. But I don't see her as an alcoholic. I just think she, you know, likes to have fun.
Yeah.
But I think she's going through it and she takes it and she takes things out with alcohol. And that's how she copes. So,
yeah,
I hope she is doing well. I don't want to put too much light on it because I feel like it is something that's sad. Because she is good. She's great for the show. And then her dog was in the car.
I was just about to say that. Her dog was in the car. Poor guy.
I will.
Is he okay? Is he okay?
He is fine. He is so cute. And they, like, they love him. Look, this was.
Oh, my God. He's a little Archie.
Archie will be on the Today Show.
He's going on the Today Show. Is that a joke?
It was a meme, yeah.
Okay.
And then here was like this one.
Archie.
Like Archie will be on next season.
I'm obsessed with him. He better be on the next season, bitch. I'm only, yeah. I'll watch for Archie, okay?
Yeah. No, everyone always watches for him because he's so cute.
He's so cute.
And he loves the camera. He always, like, wants to play around. It's the cutest.
I'm obsessed with him.
The dog is okay. That killed me when I was like, the dog was in the car. Oh, my God. But
I know.
Everyone's okay. She did hit. She hit a
house, a condo or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a lot. There's a lot going on. But right now she's in rehab. That's all we really know right now.
Where's Archie?
Archie's home. Archie's home. So, yeah,
what a good guy. Yeah. Good
guy. He is so, he's the cutest. I can't.
Michael thinks I'm talking to him.
It's not you, Michael.
Michael, are you a guy? Just a baby guy.
Michael okay. is Gracie's cat.
The stinkiest one. He's stinky.
Yeah. All right. Next is
all right. Tom Sandoval. So here's the quote from the E! News post on Instagram. You walk in and you feel like nobody in the room likes you, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a shit feeling. Good. It's going to be a very unique season. I bet. And those are my comments. Good. No one likes you, bitch. And you should feel shitty because you're a dumb motherfucking bitch.
Yeah, I think the fact that he even thought he was going to go in there and everyone was going to just be like, hey, how are you? Like, I know how these shows go. I know at the end they're going to be fine with him because it is a show.
Not her, though.
Raquel?
No, Ariana.
Oh, yeah. No, not her. No. But I just know, like, with Tom. And it's so cringy to me. He is, like, just so desperate for, like, fame and TV. So
I know. He's such a narcissist. Textbook.
I can't. Yeah, literally. And then did you see the whole thing about he said happy birthday to Raquel and then Raquel
my great friend Raquel.
I thought that was so disgusting. Oh god, I don't know what I would do. I would probably do the same thing she did and just post like block.
Yeah,
I thought that was strange too, because it's like, you guys haven't talked in 3 months as per TMZ. That's what they said.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're going to publicly like message her, say happy birthday. He is so trash. I can't. What's his sign? What is his sign? We need to figure that out.
I'm looking it up right now. Please hold.
It's giving Capricorn. Let me see.
I'm Googling it right now.
Okay, good. Let me see.
Okay, wait. We got a full report. I got a full report. Hold on. I'm getting to him.
Of his whole astrology?
Yeah.
Okay. Even better.
This makes fucking sense.
Here we go.
Yeah, we don't know his rising. But he is a Cancer sun and a Gemini moon.
Ooh, okay. So
that makes fucking sense. Holy shit.
Okay. So Cancers are very emotional, but Geminis are very
two-faced.
Yeah, well, and it's like
there's two sides of them.
There's two sides, yeah.
Yes. Wow. So that makes a lot of fucking sense.
Yes. And this is a lot. So he was born on July 7th. So that makes him a cancer?
Oh. Yeah. Cancer is like June 21st or 22nd to July 21st or 21st.
Yes.
Like
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I swore he was going to be a Capricorn. I'm like, it's giving Capricorn energy.
Ariana is rising. Is also a Cancer sun, but she's a Virgo moon and an Aquarius rising.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Because you have the perfectionist of a Virgo, and then you have a like free bird of the Aquarius. Because Aquarius, they love to just be free and whatever, and everything is fine. And
wow. Oh my God. God damn. Tom Schwartz being a Libra sun and Libra moon is so, so accurate for him. Libras are indecisive, and that man is so indecisive. He can't make a goddamn decision for himself.
Yes, you're right. He was
Schwartzy. We love Schwartzy though. No, I love him.
I have a place, a small place in my heart.
I know.
I'm like, it's a place, it's small, but it's there.
Yeah.
And then also Raquel changing her Instagram to Rachel. How do you feel?
To Rachel. Bitch, your name is Rachel. That's good. It should be Rachel Levis, because that's your name. Mm-hmm.
It's like, what do you think her outcome is going to be? Because for me, I feel like she's trying to make scenarios up and kind of make it.
And she's teaming up with the worst, Bethany Frankel. So like,
oh, I know, please.
I can't with Bethany. Like, girl, please. And go Bethany, back to your skinny products and leave it alone.
Like, oh my God. Gracie, can you imagine if you made $800 million from your company? You would never see me again. This girl is so desperate for fame.
And she's addicted to drama. Like, she loves it. She's addicted. I'm a girl.
Because you now don't need the money. Like, you do not need the money. You don't ever have to see anyone again. And she's just still wants coming to be relevant. Back. Yeah. And that's that by her doing this, that's what it means. So it's so crazy to me. But yeah. I know. So what's going to happen at the end with Rachel.
I know.
But she's not coming on the show as of right now.
Yeah, she's not on the show right now. Oh, I need it to be March because I need to see the show.
Oh, I know. Me too. I just want to see how this is all going to play out.
Yeah.
So
also sorry if you can hear like a pan sizzling. Neil's cooking dinner.
Oh, it's okay. I was going to say sounds like water, but it's very like.
Okay, cool.
It's not loud.
I can move.
No. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
All right, cool.
All right.
Next. Go ahead. Lindsay. I want to talk about the last thing.
Okay, that's fine. Lindsay and Carl. More chaos has been happening. So finally, they've made statements. Actually, let me pull up the statement that Lindsay posted. Anyway, at the end, what's been going on is that's it. It's over for them.
I know.
It's officially over, and this is what Lindsay wrote. So she did this 6 days ago. I would like to state, I could never be a reporter. I would like to start by saying thank you for allowing me the space and time to process my emotions, heal, and grieve the loss of not only my relationship, but my friendship of someone I considered my best friend for 8 years. The last 2 weeks has been the most heartbreaking and emotional weeks of my life. My entire life and future was ripped out from underneath me, and I've had a hard time making it all make sense. With no answers and closures why, I feel humiliated by how it went down, and simultaneously broken, heartbroken, that it happened in the first place. My trust has been betrayed, and coming to terms with that has been so difficult for me. That was not my decision, and I do not agree with quitting a relationship at all at this level without trying everything possible first. I've spent the last couple of weeks finding my own closure and peace. I am forever grateful to my best friends who have not left my side and have been picking up the pieces of my heart and life every day from the fallout. I am still grieving and still trying to process all that happened, but I feel it's important to update you all. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for the love, support from my friends, family, castmates, and all of you carrying me through, Lindsay. So what the fuck happened? It's starting to sound like it has a lot to do with him.
No, I think honestly that I don't even know what I think, but I just think that he's a piece of shit, truly, because they had like, and I said this last time, like they wrapped filming and he asked for the cameras to be picked back up.
Mm-mm.
Like, that's so shitty. Like, he has always been like a baby, like a man child.
Yeah.
And like, I've gotten back into Summer House since we last had the pod.
Right.
And just a baby. Just, he needs therapy, intensive therapy. Getting sober wasn't enough. Like, go to therapy. Everyone, go to therapy. Fix your shit. Yeah. Take accountability because
I truly think this is now something to do with him. His mental health, he's not all there. And yeah, like you said, he needs to go to therapy because he has these trust issues. But honey bunny, you can't be in a relationship if you're gonna do this to women.
And
this
Lindsay's
disgusting.
Been, and Lindsay's always been on his side.
Right.
I feel like. Didn't she like, I haven't seen it yet, but didn't she like pick him up through like his sobriety journey and like help him?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. It, so, it, like, it's just, it's so sad. And I don't want to say, I don't want to like pick a side, like, cause I don't know really what's happening, but right now really sounds like he messed up. And it's like, you do this like months before a wedding, not months, like weeks before a wedding. It's so crazy to me that this is happening.
I know.
So and allegedly he did it this late because he got deals with the hotel and different what is it called, like companies.
Crazy if true. Insanely like wild if true. Like what the fuck.
Oh yeah, no,
I can't really, like, will dude, be. I can't.
So we'll see what happens and we'll give you all updates. I just feel so bad for Lindsay.
Yeah, I do too. I'm like, I'm devastated for her. She's so, she's wild, but she's good. So,
you know. Oh yeah, she is crazy, but
yeah,
she doesn't deserve this. So.
Yeah, no, not at all. All right. You guys, it's happening.
Wait, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Is it me or is it her? Oh my gosh. Okay, if you guys could hear me, she is like talking, like she is speaking about the show right now, and I am cracking up right now. Can she hear me? Can you hear me? Oh my gosh. I don't know what is going on with this. I'm gonna just keep talking until she comes back. Let's see. Can you hear me or no? Oh, you could hear me. Oh, she can hear me. All right, thank God, because I was like she's like talking. Oh, wait, I heard something.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I could hear you now. Can you hear me?
Oh, can my you- God.
Oh, my. Wait, let me write. Can you hear me now? I could hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, okay, good.
We just had to take some shit out and plug it back in like 17 times. It's all good.
I think I'm gonna keep that in because that was the funniest shit ever. You were like talking, you're like, and now is the best part of it. And then all of a sudden it's like gone.
But I know, but then I was like, can you hear me? Blah, 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 because I heard you.
Oh, okay.
All right, you guys. F boy motherfucking island is coming back. New home on the CW. It is coming back October 16th.
Wow.
We've got three new ladies looking for a man. Some of them may be F-boys and some of them are nice guys. We'll find out. I'm ready to bust out my Google Doc. Let's fucking go. Honestly, let's go. I like to figure it out. I'm always right.
No, that's exciting. Yeah, no, you have good.
Yeah.
You have good
so,
reading.
I had posted on my Instagram story when it came, when the news came out, like literally 11 days ago.
Yeah.
I shared Nikki Glaser's post and I said, screaming, crying, throwing up. And I tagged her. I said, @ Nikki Glaser. And she responded and was like, ha 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 ha. And I was like, okay, she knows who I am.
Oh my God. I love her so much.
I love her. Oh my God. I'm obsessed. I'm so excited for this new season. I'm not thrilled that it's on the CW and not like on HBO Max.
Okay, that was my next thing. I was like, wasn't it on HBO?
Yeah. So like now I'm like, ugh, but I feel like it'll be okay. Like I feel like it wasn't like that raunchy. Like yeah. I feel like it'll only lose like a little bit of the raunchiness, which is okay. Right. Like I'll allow that.
I will say though, like as the years go on, with streaming and stuff, if they move it from a streaming service onto a network, that usually means it's really it the numbers are really good. Because they wouldn't move it from streaming onto a network.
No, and the only reason why HBO Max didn't pick it up because it was doing really well is because HBO Max merged with Discovery Plus or Discovery or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
And so they got rid of like a lot of programs, like a lot of stuff got canceled. And not all of it found homes, but thank God F-Boy Island did. I was about to fucking like die. I was about to kill myself. I was like, I can't. Like, I need it. Yeah, Neil fucking hates it, but I'm like, I need it.
I got to
have me my F-Boy Island.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guns to have it.
And now that like Nikki's on it, that's cool too. Cause she wasn't on the first season.
Yeah,
right?
She was. She was on the first 2 seasons. She's the host.
Oh,
she's always been the host, George.
Oh, I thought only after season two she went on.
No, this is going to be the third season.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, she's always been the host. She's so funny.
Yeah, no, I.
Yeah. Oh, I'm obsessed. I'm really fucking excited. She's just like the best.
Yeah,
I could just tell like that she's just like a good fucking person. So like big fan.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, that was like a long reality recap.
No, wild. Wildly long.
Oh my God.
And now on to pop culture. So this first one you want to take because I don't know much about it.
Oh my God.
It.
Okay.
I don't even know who this man is. Can we talk about that?
Okay. Yes, and I'm going to segue this into two other topics that are on the bottom of our list.
Perfect.
So hold on.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is rumored to be dating Travis Kelce of the
Kansas City Chiefs.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
he's a football player. What is he, a quarterback? No.
Tight end.
He's a tight end. Thank you, Neil.
Oh. Thank you, Neil. Tell Neil right now, George said thank you.
George says thank you, babe.
You want to
try and
describe what a tight end is?
Yes.
A tight end is when they have really tight ends because they do so many squats that their butts are tight.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wait.
That's not what they...
Oh, I'm like I just saw this song by Nicki Minaj. She was like, I got a big fat ass. I'm like, is that like
bum 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 bum
bum? Let me look him up.
So they are rumored to be dating, and his brother is also a football player.
Oh,
and somebody asked his brother about it, like at like a sideline interview at a game. And the brother's like facial expressions were like, whoop. And then it was like, then something came out that like his brother confirmed it. So
okay.
Like, I'm like.
And breaking news, as of 7 hours ago, people did just confirm that no, his brother did not confirm.
Ah, goddamn. Okay, never mind. But yeah. His reaction could cause some suspicion.
Wow, this is interesting.
I like it. I think they're dating each other casually. And I'm a fan. I'm a fan, honestly.
I think they look good together.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah, it's cute. But the other thing, so there's like a few things I want to say. The other thing is, so him and his brother are on separate NFL teams. They're both NFL football players on different teams. Those two teams went against each other in the Super Bowl last year.
And the mom.
Yes, and the mom. Oh, Donna Kelce, I love you.
Yes, I
queen.
Saw that.
She oh, my God. In her, like, half and half outfit. Yes. I was like, oh, Donna got the drip.
Okay. I literally was like, wow, there's so many siblings in the NFL. Because then they have the one at the Super Bowl. Okay, so this is it.
That's
wow.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We love her. We love her. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
So rooting for Taylor and Travis. Let's see where it goes. See what happens. The next thing is. Sophie Turner hanging out with Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Both of them have dated our very own Joseph Jonas.
Yes. Yeah. And this is like breaking news. Like this just came out. Like
recently. I'm like, oh my God, Sophie Turner being petty as hell.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I think there is a premeditated reason why she was at like the first night or two of the Jonas Brothers tour. And then they waited like a week and a half to like announce the divorce. I think they were like already about to like already decided to get divorced, but like before the first night. Oh, but they were like, it's going to overshadow the tour. So they agreed to like hold off for a little bit.
Ooh,
I really think that's probably what happened. Because she was at like the first night or two, maybe not the second night, but she was definitely at the first night.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
that's so crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then the other thing, what was on that damn ring camera? What did he see on the ring camera?
I know.
I heard it was definitely not anything like scandalous, like cheating.
Oh, did she? I'm like, did she fart? I don't know.
If that's why they're getting divorced, Neil and I would have been divorced the first night we met. All right. I'll tell you that much. I'd be farting.
I don't know, though. That is so crazy. I feel like, okay, so if it's not scandalous, like what you're saying, like cheating, maybe like she was like talking bad about him, or maybe like,
yeah,
like she was talking with a girlfriend or something. I don't know, but that is so wild. I feel like with this whole divorce, this definitely did happen a while ago. And like you said, and now they're just officially making it a thing.
Yeah. No, I definitely think so.
Yeah. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Or we'll never know.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk about Chris Evans' wedding since we're on this whole divorce and people dating?
Yeah, I think so. And then we got to talk about the other one underneath.
Yes. Yeah, we will. I did not realize that Chris Evans was even dating.
Oh, my God. It's been all over Dumois. Like, it was they, but they've been like very secret about it. Like the whole thing's been very secretive.
Cause I swore he was just never gonna get, he was never gonna get married.
I know.
It's weird. Yeah.
She's like a lot younger than him.
Wait,
She's younger than us.
How old is she?
26.
Oh, so not that.
Yeah.
Not that old. Not that much older than me. I don't think I'm going to start saying my age anymore. yeah, so that's crazy. But I mean, I guess like good for him. I just did not like, I swore he was never going to marry someone. He was just,
I know.
And that's it, like with his dog and his dog company. But
yeah.
Yeah, but good for him, I guess. I don't know much about her. So I always loved him. So that's it.
Yeah.
And then do you want to get this one?
Tiana Taylor and Iman Shumpert, whatever you say, are getting divorced.
I
guess she's not going to be working that pussy for him anymore. Work this pussy. Work this pussy. Yeah.
I thought this couple was going to be together forever.
I know. I was a fan.
It just always seemed that way. They had that reality show on E! I just thought it was gonna be forever, so it's sad that it's not. But that's really all we know right now about it. Okay, Drew Barrymore, let's talk about it. So she picked up production on her talk show.
And I don't think they actually started. I think she decided to start.
Oh, okay. She decided to start only because like the other production, like the production and crew, they have been out of work. So she picked it up. Anyway, she got trashed in the streets because of it. And then she said,
yeah,
cancel then everything.
No, but after people were like upset and like protested it, she doubled down on her decision. And then people kept going, and then she decided to stop. So it took her like, I don't know. It makes me like I understand why she wants to like do this. So to help her like staff, like have, I can't talk, fuck. To help her get,
like to have work, her staff to have work.
Her staff will have work and an income.
Yes.
But I was reading like some of the comments under like the video she posted where she doubled down like before she decided to cancel. Mm-hmm. And people were like, I really urge you not to do this. Like, I it's really like honorable that you care about like your staff and want them to have like, want them to like have a living. But right. You have to like think about the bigger picture here. Mm-hmm. That like, hold on, Michael, do not go outside. Sorry, Neil left the door cracked open and he was trying to get out, but he pushed it closed, so it's fine. but people were like, you have to look at like the bigger picture here and understand that it's not just about your staff, it's about all writers and all like
right.
all of these people.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think like a lot of people had said that, like that was just one comment, but as I was like scrolling through, I saw others look in a similar vein and I was like, I really hope she doesn't, because like, I really like her. And I was just like, Drew, come on. You yeah. can't cross the picket line, girl. Like that's so anti-union.
Right. Yeah. I agree. And it's that kind of thing that's like, if you are going to do that, then honestly, just keep to it. Like then say, no, we're going to keep it going. But
yeah.
And Jennifer Hudson, her show was about to go back on too. And then they decided, yeah. oh, okay, we're going to cancel also.
And you know, I'm really glad that, they decided not to, because it's just better for the whole industry. Like,
yeah,
listen, I'm devastated that we are without TV and movies right now. I am.
I know. It's horrible.
It is devastating to me as an enjoyer of film and media. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very long time that this has been going on.
Yeah.
I know there was one in like 2007 that was really like, I don't know if it was as long. I have to look it up. Let's see.
I just feel like it's that kind of thing that's like these companies and these CEOs, they make so much money and they have so much money. And like even a network show, like they may make 100,000 an episode, the cast member or the, you know, the actors.
Yeah.
But these CEOs are pocketing hundreds of millions of dollars. It's such a huge gap.
So much money. So much money. Oh my God.
And
okay.
You found it?
So, yeah. In 2007, it lasted for 100 days from November 5th, 2007 to February 12th, 2008.
Wow.
The longest one in history was in 1988, 153 days. And the one that's right now, 140 days.
Shut up.
So, honestly, I do not see them making a deal in 13 days. I think this is going to beat the record.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think this is going to beat the record.
Yeah, because you have all of these CEOs, like look at the Disney CEO, like fuck him. Like he's literally saying like, oh, they'll go broke and they'll come back.
Yeah. And do you understand what Disney owns?
Oh, they own everything.
ABC.
Yeah.
Freeform.
Mm-hmm.
More, I don't know.
Yeah,
FX.
Yeah,
they have a share in Hulu. They mm-hmm. own a lot of fucking shit.
Yep.
CNN.
Well, I think they own CNN.
They might. I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah. Probably though. They own a lot of fucking shit.
They own a lot.
But this is from 6 hours ago, so at 12:48 ish, WGA and studios to resume negotiations Wednesday. Excuse me.
Okay.
So I feel like that's next Wednesday. So I feel like they're trying to avoid this being the longest strike in history.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't see that. I don't see these writers backing down at all.
No.
I don't. They're only getting more ferocious with it.
Yeah. And I feel like it's that kind of thing where they have to be right now, only because everything is costing so much more. Living, just basic everything, healthcare, housing, everything is so high. Back in the day when like our parents were young, it was so much easier for them to, you know, buy a house, get a car.
I know.
Because everything was so different. Now our salaries are like this, like so little.
And I know.
Compared
to
what everything costs. That
and they, listen,
you know.
Yeah, I make, as a New York City teacher in my third year, I make like $72,000.
Right.
I'm not going to be shy about it because if you literally know how long I've been teaching and what, and like that I have a master's degree, you can look it up online. It's
right,
the same for everybody.
Yeah.
And then like, obviously like when I work summer, that goes up like by the end of this year, because of like other things that I've like done and gotten paid for, I'll have made like $83,000 a year.
Yeah.
But like, that is still not enough.
Right.
Like, right. I mean, if I wasn't in a lot of debt, it probably would be. But like still like.
Yeah, it's still not enough, though. It's still not enough to live.
I can't buy a house right now.
No.
We have like an okay apartment. It's small, but like, you know, it's just and like I'm saying, like, I think I make a good amount of money and still I can't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's so crazy. So that's the whole thing about these. Like the writers, like they're the ones that literally create the content for a show and they are not getting paid what they should. These are the same ones that are behind on rent or, you know, can't pay anything. It's so crazy to me. Yet these people that host the show, I love the hosts, of course, but they make so much more. And the CEOs make so much more and the networks and I'm not saying this to trash the networks and all that, because like I am that person that would love to be on TV and would love to, you know, explore all of that. But it's just disgusting what they're doing. So
I know. No, I know. Like, truly, I think you and I would be great.
Yeah.
But
well, wait, suddenly I'm like, we'll do it for half of what they are.
No, we're not scabs, George.
We're not. No, we're not.
We are in solidarity with the strikers.
Right. We're the best of the best.
Neil went to buy beer and brought me a flower.
Oh, yeah. Because you guys have a liquor store nearby, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You and Steph went to it.
Yeah. We went to it.
I was literally like, Steph, we're almost out of Prosecco. Go to the liquor store. It closes in 10 minutes.
Yeah. I was like, wait, this is so close. That would be so dangerous for me.
Oh, it's dangerous.
Yeah. But
one time when we lived in Trenton, we walked in a snowstorm to the liquor store. Do you remember that? Babe?
That is so wild.
Do you remember when we walked to the liquor store in the snowstorm when we lived in Trenton?
He's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said, what are you going to do? It's snowing. Give me a beer.
That like food and alcohol, if it's like snowing, a hurricane, anything like that.
What am I saying?
About the snowstorm.
About the snowstorm.
Any storm, rain or snow.
And when the power went out.
And when power goes out, the first thing you need to do is get booze.
Absolutely.
What else are you gonna do?
Absolutely.
What if you're stuck inside for 12 days?
Yeah. What if you are stuck inside for 12 days? Listen,
oh,
I'm not proud of it, but I was fucked up every day of the quarantine.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I'm like,
what else was there to do? It's like crazy. But yeah, so with the whole strike, we'll keep everyone updated once we know more information. Do you want to talk about the next thing?
Okay, we're good. I can hear you again.
Oh, you cut off? I didn't even realize.
Okay, are we good?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, good. Oh,
I didn't even know.
A little bit persnickety. I'm like, all right.
Are you want to talk about the next thing?
Bijou Phillips, the wife of Danny Masterson, who was seen in the courthouse during his sentencing in sunglasses and hugging him, filed for a divorce.
Wow.
Somebody I follow on Instagram was like, I wonder why. Well, I can fucking tell ya.
What?
Because he's a fucking rapist.
Oh. Stop, that is not funny, but I was just like, wait, what? I thought tax breaks. I don't know.
No, he is getting his, thank fucking God.
Wow.
We love that.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I read up so much on it, like after the last episode, because like I didn't know much about it, and I was like, holy shit, this is so crazy. And the fact that we're gonna talk, this was also one of our points,
yeah.
But the fact that Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, I'm just like, honestly, if you're gonna write a letter for him, like, I don't know if I could ever do that for a friend if they raped someone, or oof, I shouldn't say the word, I guess, but if they like, okay, if they raped someone, I just don't think I could ever write a letter of acknowledgement or anything like that.
But here's the thing.
But at least just own it, and that's it. Just be like, yeah, that was my friend, and that's it. Because you did it already.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You can be an honorable member of society and still be a rapist. You can be a great father and still be a rapist. You can be an amazing friend and still be a rapist. You can be the most dedicated partner and still be a rapist. You being a good person does not excuse you from being a rapist.
Right. It means nothing. It means nothing.
Exactly. And like... and all those things they wrote, like, oh, he's a great father, an amazing husband, a devoted husband, an amazing friend.
Right.
Okay. But he can still also be a rapist at the same time.
Right.
Like, just because you're a good father doesn't excuse you of rape. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Just because this is going to be a little controversial, maybe, but just because you're a rapist doesn't mean you're a bad father. You might be hiding that part of yourself.
Exactly.
And not letting it come out in that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't, they're not like, not being a rapist and being a good person is, it's not mutually exclusive. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. It's very much two different things. Like,
yes.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So since that whole controversy,
you can be the president of the United States and
have
sexually assaulted someone.
Exactly.
You know,
but it doesn't
excuse you
because
you have good qualities or like a position of power. It doesn't excuse anything. So, you know, whatever. Ashton Kutcher after this has stepped down as like the CEO of his nonprofit for like, child sex trafficking, anti-child sex trafficking, Thorn, in the wake of all of this. And I think Mila Kunis also stepped down from being on the board. So,
okay. Yeah, I mean,
it's just I feel like it's a little, I don't know, hypocritical of them to continue to want to do that. So I'm glad they stepped down.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's much better that they just stepped down from that. Yeah. All right. Next, talking about the R word, Russell Brand
accused. Wild. But like, come on, if you had to guess anybody, you'd guess him.
So
look at the way he looks.
No,
look
literally
at the way he acts. Yeah.
And he would always like come for women too. And even when like he was married to Katy Perry, he was always so like talking down to her. And it just, he really gave off those vibes. Like, if it was anyone, I'm like, of course, like, I would have never put it past him.
Did you know, apparently, he asked her for a divorce via text moments before she went on stage to perform?
So she had her one movie that she made. And in the movie, that's how it was done.
What? A devil person.
Disgusting.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
After being married to someone, like, they were married for a short time, but like, what the fuck?
Wild.
Now she's married to Orlando Bloom and they're so cute. And they have
I
love them. I'm obsessed with them.
Daisy.
Orlando Bloom, Legolas.
Wait, what is that? No.
From Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I did watch Lord of the Rings. My favorite movie.
George has seen Lord of the Rings. Thoughts and opinions.
I have.
George has never seen one.
He has seen it.
No, I have.
It's Neil's favorite movie.
Neil said
it won Best Picture.
Weird that you didn't see it till me.
Wow.
I'm saving it for you.
Well, only.
I popped my Lord of the Rings virginity, my Lord of the Rings cherry with Neil.
Yeah. Well, for me, my dad always liked those kinds of movies. So that's why. Wait, who is that? A cat?
It's a dog with a dog in a backpack. We're getting off the rails. It's a normal episode.
Right. Right. Just two people in manic episodes. So yeah.
My mood stabilizer is supposed to fix them, unfortunately.
Oh, right. Unfortunately. No, I would say sometimes my manic episodes are the most incredible things. That's how I get through like being with friends. Like that's how I get through like
life. I know. I'm like, mania's over. I'll see you in 8 to 12 business months.
Right. No, literally. All right, we'll skip the one
yeah
set to skip, and then we have Marilyn Monroe's house was saved. That's saved. Really all we know right now.
Yeah, but yay.
Yeah, so as of right now, it's been saved. It just now has to become a historical monument or a historical building, and then it's in the
historical landmark. Yeah.
Yes. Good. Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys, the next topic, I'm so excited to chat about it. Lauren Boebert, a member of our Congress, our United States Congress.
Oh. She I don't went know to her.
She's a crazy one. Oh. She went to a regional production of Beetlejuice in Colorado, where she's from.
I saw this.
And she got caught vaping and getting felt up like on the titty and stroking the genital pants region of her male guest. That who was with her. And then she got asked to leave. And guess what?
What?
She denied everything. And then they were like, okay, bitch, well, we got the tapes.
Oh,
and guess
no.
what again? And guess what again?
What?
The man she was with owns a bar that is very like LGBTQ friendly and hosts drag brunches. This is the same bitch who is anti-LGBTQ and is anti-drag performances.
Right. Anti so what all
the
that.
Fuck are you doing, bitch? What? Who are you? What is your life? What is your reason for doing things? Do you even believe anything you say? I mean, I don't agree with anything you say, but like, do you even agree with it?
So I just feel like this is why you've got to watch. What?
When she was vaping, she wasn't even being discreet. She was very much like this.
Ew.
And just blew it like, straight up. Like, she didn't even try and go like this.
Like, a nice little, right, like a little, like, hidden.
Like, hide it. She didn't even try and hide it. She just, right, babe, in that video, she just went straight out. I was like, bitch, if you're going to vape in a theater, and then she's like, her and this man are groping each other, and there's literally, like, children around them.
Right, and this is why I say, so I didn't know who she was. I didn't know what her name was, but I know her face. That's how I knew her. Okay, so this is why at the end of the day, there's two things in life. Never say never, and don't hate on things you don't know shit about, because then you become a hypocrite, and now you're groping someone. If she never said the shit that she said, it would just be like, okay, whatever.
Don't do that in public, but it's because of the things that she says.
And she was so gun-ho about all of this.
I saw the video. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I did see that video. Girl, that was
there's
wild.
There's no denying anything that she did. There's no denying it. It's all real. It's all true. I can't. You know what I'm about to spit, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth.
It's all the truth.
Goalie gummies.
Goalie gummy is that gummy. Actually,
it is that gummy.
There has been a big promotion going on right now, and they keep emailing me, and I just am so lazy to even post
live,
it.
Live ad read right now. Let's
live.
Do it.
Okay,
go. Here we go. Go.
Three, hold on. 3, 2, 1.
Hey,
everyone. It's George from Social Blend, and you know what I'm about to say. You know what I'm about to spew, as I always say. But Goalie Gummies has a new promotion going on right now. You get 35% off using my code GSTILLWELL at checkout on your full order. And that's all I have to say. That was good for on the spot.
I love it.
But yeah, everyone gets 35% off. I think it's until the end of the month or end of the week. I forgot. But,
wow.
But yeah, so
that's
go
a good deal.
Get it. It is a good deal because it's
go and. Here's my live ad read.
Okay, go
for something. depressed, anxious, feeling alone, cats. Get a cat today. You surely won't be sad when you see this little munchkin. Take a photo.
Wait, yeah,
it won't last forever.
Let me get a photo. Wait,
take a photo. It won't last forever.
I got it. Oh my God. We are not okay. I'm so scared.
You know what? I like Lamictal. Let's go, mood stabilizer.
Yeah, let's go.
Getting silly.
All right.
Oh, well, look at him.
Oh, so cute.
You already had dinner.
Oh, Michael's like checking out the kitchen.
Yeah, he wants something, but he already had dinner.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh. Hyperfixation.
I don't know. Because I don't even know how long we've been going.
I know. It's definitely been a while. Oh, it's definitely past an hour.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Mine is quick, short and quick. Who is Aaron Carter on Netflix? 10 out of 10. It's such a good show. It's suspenseful. It's crazy. I will say there is blood.
Okay. But not like Aaron Carter, like the singer who died. Aaron Carter, E-R-I-N.
It is E-R-I-N, but it's not Aaron Carter, though.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a great show. It's just about this woman who had a past, and people are starting to find out, and she's getting into trouble.
Yeah, okay. Damn, I had a hyperfixation, and I forgot what it was.
Yeah, that's kind of been mine all, week.
The
past 2 weeks. Yeah.
You know, I've lost my lust for life, but I'm going to get it back. So I really haven't been hyperfixating on anything.
Right. No, I get that.
Neil's still into his snail game.
Yeah, the snail game.
Right, babe?
What?
Snail game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I haven't had any hyperfixations lately.
That's fine.
Taking COVID tests.
Oh, yeah. I might. No, let me not take one before my trip. I'm so scared.
If you feel fine, don't even take it.
That's
You're
what
good.
I'm saying. I feel fine. Yeah. So I'm not even going to do it. Yeah, not going to spook myself out. No, I will go into panic. So I'm like, let me not.
Take one when you get back.
Yeah.
But you're not feeling sick. So you're fine. You're not going to be
No, I'm fine. Thank God. So.
Yeah. Right. Honestly, I was surprised I didn't get it when I was in Florida.
Yeah.
COVID capital of the world.
Right. COVID, the COVID capital. Represent.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Here's to another great episode of Social
Yes.
Blend.
Yes. Can't wait to see how long this is. Oh my God.
I'm so excited. I feel like this one was fun.
No, this was fun.
All right.
Pure chaos. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk next week when I come back from my trip. And I will see you all next week.
See you guys. We will see you all next week, bitch. See you next week, bitch.
See you next week, bitch.
I'll be here, bitch. Can't get rid of me.
Love it. All right. Bye. Love you.
Love you.